Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. Recently, my colleague Justin Bull reported on a couple of emergency plane landings on Lakeshore Drive. One was in 2013, and the other was in 2018.
Aircoop 99055, mayday, mayday, mayday.
Then, a Curious City listener named Eric sent us a hot tip. A two-hour video that showed four vintage planes touching down on Lakeshore Drive at 61st Street. These were planned landings, not emergencies. They were even escorted by the Chicago police to their destination. What is behind these landings? Justin Bull picks up the story from here.
The year was 1983, and that was a big one for one local institution.
There was this huge birthday party to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Museum of Science and Industry.
This is the head curator of the Griffin MSI, Dr. Vula Saradakis.
And among all the exhibits, it included vintage cars and, of course, vintage airplanes.
So the story that I heard or know is that my father was asked to bring some airplanes down to help them celebrate their 50th anniversary.
This is Lee Hilbert. His dad, Buck Hilbert, was a captain for United Airlines. The MSI wanted to show off some vintage planes, including one that Buck restored, a United Airmail plane called the Swallow.
I basically owe my life to Buck Hilbert.
This is Chip Wilson, one of the four pilots who would land one of those planes on the drive. He says Buck was like a second father to him. So when Buck asked Chip to help him get four planes to the MSI, the only question was how.
The initial thought was to fly into the Miggs Airport, which was open at the time.
From there, they'd load the planes on flatbed trucks and drive them to the museum.
But there were wires and posts, and it wouldn't work. To get it out of Miggs was impossible.
My father was not willing or did not want to disassemble the airplanes, bring them down, and reassemble them.
Again, Lee Hilbert.
That's a difficult process, especially with a biplane.
So then Buck said, well, how about we land on Lakeshore Drive? It's got a little bit of a curve to it, but it's plenty long. The airplanes were flying. We can get in and out of there, no problem. The museum said, well, we'll check. So the museum called the police department, and the police department says, no freaking way are we going to do that. No, close down Lakeshore Drive so airplanes can land? No way.
My father was the kind of guy who didn't take no for an answer. So he reached out to Harold Washington, who was the mayor of Chicago at that time. Sure, my dad pulled some strings and talked to some people and found Harold's office's phone number. According to my father, he said, "This sounds like fun. This sounds like a great idea. Let's do it."
And of course, the police chief works for the mayor, so it happened.
Yep.
Harold Washington passed away in 1987. I spoke with one of his key allies back then, David Orr, who said this sounded like something Washington would do, but we couldn't independently confirm that this is how things went down. What we do know, at dawn on Thursday, July 14th, four vintage airplanes took off from Meigs Field. There was the Swallow, a Stearman, an Aronca C-3, and a Stinson L-5. They landed one by one on Lakeshore Drive, on a straightaway next to Jackson Park. Then, escorted by Chicago police, they taxied to the MSI, where they parked on the lawn all weekend for the big birthday bash.
And then, to get back out of there, kind of amazing, they closed the drive down again. We taxied out, took off, and headed back to Buck's Funny Farm, as he called it, in Union, Illinois.
I asked Chip what it was like both landing on and taking off from Chicago's Lakeside Expressway.
Kind of bizarre, but I mean, it's an airplane landing on a long, straight, flat piece of concrete. It was really, as a pilot, not a big deal at all.
Still, Chip says the rarity of the situation made it unforgettable, as did Buck's persistence and Harold Washington's unexpected blessing.
I mean, I feel kind of special. Truly one of the highlights of my life.
I'm going to make Chip feel a little less special now, because 4 years later, the MSI did this all again.
The Museum of Science and Industry brought the planes here for the debut of Flyers, the new film in the five-story Omnimax Theater.
In 1987, the museum brought in four more planes with four different pilots. They even landed in the same spot. Today, that particular section of the drive has a center median and double sets of street lamps. And everyone I spoke with tells me that the days of Lakeshore Drive serving as an intentional runway are likely behind us. So, how does that land for you?
Thank you to Justin Bull for reporting this week's story. All this talk about plane landings has us thinking about aviation in Chicago. And it turns out we have a lot of flight history in the region. In our next episode, we revisit a story about the first Black-owned airport. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.